Hi, welcome to our show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Mike.
All right, so Mike,
Yes.
Christmas is just around the corner.
Oh, it's so exciting!
Yeah.
Christmas.
Do you have
is
any
here?
Christmas memories?
I have lots of Christmas memories, sure. As a young kid, you know, waking up on Christmas morning. The problem my sister and I had was we would always wake up too early, and we would try to get our mom and dad out of bed, but they'd say, oh, it's only 6 o'clock, go back to bed. So one of my memories was just sort of sitting there being really bored but excited for 2 hours, waiting until it was 8 o'clock and we can go and wake up mom and dad. That was always fun. How about you? Do you have any good memories?
The same thing. Because actually back in the States, we would throw like really big Christmas parties. Mm-hmm. So we would celebrate Christmas Eve and Christmas together on
those
days. So every Christmas Eve, we would be so excited, go home and sleep. Well, not really sleep.
It's hard to sleep.
Yeah, you would wake up really, like, really early in the morning, like at 6 or 7 a.m., just wanting to open your presents. So I think I really remember Christmas, and
That's
I really
right.
love Christmas at the same time.
Absolutely. Christmas for kids is one of the most special times of the year.
Yes.
So we're going to find out about Santa, Santa's village, and some other wonderful Christmas traditions.
Merry Christmas! From Santa.
Patricia, look at this. You won't believe it.
It's just a Christmas card, isn't it?
Yes and no. It's actually a postcard from Santa Claus.
You mean Santa Claus sent it to you?
Exactly. What's more, it's from Finland.
Well, I am curious to read his messages.
He knows I want a new stereo and promises to make my wish come true.
That sounds amazing. But how did he know?
I don't have a clue. Wait, are you playing a trick on me?
Oh, right. I planned this surprise for you. Let me explain.
Postcard. Postcard. My sister sent me a beautiful postcard from Japan. My sister sent me a beautiful postcard from Japan. Message. Message. Dad left me a message before leaving the house for work. Dad left me a message before leaving the house for work. Sound. Sound. Catherine didn't sound right on the phone last night. Catherine didn't sound right on the phone last night. Explain. Explain. Daniel didn't know how to explain his idea in Chinese. Daniel didn't know how to explain his idea in Chinese.
All right, so let's take a look at our article. In the article, Brendan says, Patricia, look at this. You won't believe it. So here, Brendan is very excited about something. Let's see why he's so excited.
Yeah, okay, what could be making Brendan excited? Well, I think Patricia doesn't understand either. She says, it's just a Christmas card, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Brendan's got something that's not very exciting, a Christmas card. Of course, a card is sort of like a special piece of paper that you might buy for someone to give them on a special day, like a birthday card, or a Christmas card, or a card on the day that they get married or something, and you write, good luck, or happy birthday, Merry Christmas, love. You know, you write your name, and it's just something for people to remember or to give on a special day.
That's right. Okay, so before we begin, let's take a look at our A-plus sentence, 英文快译通.
Oh, yeah! My hair is shiny, isn't it? My eyes are big, aren't they? And my lips look sexy, don't they? Alright, so why am I asking these questions? Well, it's because today we're going to talk about 附加问句。Let's begin, shall we? 简单来说呢，附加问句就是指数据后面加上问句来反问，目的是用来请求赞同或确认某事的真实性。不过呢，要注意哦，在使用附加问句的时候有四个要点。第一，指数据的动词如果是肯定，那么附加问句的动词就要用否定哦。反之亦然。哇，这说了这么多，大家如果不太懂的话，举个例子大家就会比较清楚啦。回想我刚刚开头所说的 My hair is shiny, isn't it? My hair is shiny, isn't it? 意思就是说呢，我的头发很亮，是不是啊？注意哦，其中的指数句的动词是 is, 是肯定的，所以附加问句就要用否定 isn't。第二个要注意的点就是说，附加问句的主词一定要用代名词，而且附加问句的否定词 not 和 be 动词或助动词一定要用缩写。例如刚刚我说的 My eyes are big, aren't they? My eyes are big, aren't they? 意思就是说我的眼睛很大，是不是呢？大家有注意到吗？例句中的代名词 they 指的就是 my eyes，而 are 和 not 则要使用缩写 aren't。 而第三个要点就是指数句与附加问句里面动词时态一定要一致哦。最后也就是第四个要点，指数句中如果有 be 动词或助动词，附加问句就用 be 动词或助动词，而指数句中如果有一般动词，那么附加问句就要用助动词 do, does, did。 例如 You went to the doctor, didn't youYou went to the doctor, didn't you? 意思就是说你去看医生了呢，是吗？你去看医生了吗？例句中的指数句中有一般动词 went, 因此附加问句用助动词，而且 went 是过去式动词，所以助动词要用 did。 另外要和大家额外补充的是附加问句的语调，如果说话者对指数句中的叙述是肯定的时候，附加问句的句尾语调就要下降，而如果说话者对指数句中的叙述不确定的时候，则附加问句的句尾语调就要上扬。例如 The party was fun, wasn't it? The party was fun, wasn't it? 这时候附加问句的句尾语调下降，就表示我自己认为那个 party 很好玩，所以这时的附加问句只是在征求对方赞同你所说的话。但如果我说 The party was fun, wasn't it? The party was fun, wasn't it?这时候附加问句的句尾语调上扬，就表示我不确定那个 party 好不好玩，附加问句只是在询问对方那个 party 好不好玩而已哦。今天分享的附加问句用法，不知道大家学会了吗？ So see you next time, bye!
Alright, so what's so special about a Christmas card? People get cards for Christmas all the time.
So in the article, Brendan says, yes and no.It's actually a postcard from Santa Claus.
That's a little more special.
Yeah, no wonder he's so excited because, you know, as a kid, you always think about Santa Claus. He's going to bring you presents. So I think that's why he's like, oh my gosh, take a look at this card. Look who it's from.
That's right. Usually we write cards to Santa saying, Dear Santa, please give me a puppy, a bicycle. You don't usually get a card from Santa.
Yeah.
He's too busy to be doing that.What is a postcard? Well, that's a good question.
Yep. All right, so postcard is our word power word, P-O-S-T-C-A-R-D. It's a noun and it's a kind of card. So people can write messages and mail them to their friends. So usually on one side of the card, you have a picture, drawing, or illustration. And on the other side, you can write a message. So postcards are souvenirs you can get out of places you visited or you travel to.
That's true. They're wonderful things to send to your friends when you're on holiday. You can just write a quick note, and then your friends can, you know, see a picture of maybe where you've been. Our word power sentence reads, My sister sent me a beautiful postcard from Japan. My sister sent me a beautiful postcard from Japan. Oh, I bought one in Japan when I was there. It was a beautiful picture of Mount Fuji.
Oh,
nice. A beautiful volcano. Yeah, great postcard. All right, well, Patricia says, you mean Santa Claus sent it to you? So she's very surprised, like I think we are,
right?
That Santa Claus is sending a card to Brendan and not the other way around. That's kind of weird.
Yeah. All right, so next Brendan says, exactly. What's more, it's from Finland. Wow, so it's from a place really, really far away.
Yeah, Finland.
Yeah, Finland is actually a country in Europe, and it's in the northern parts of Europe, so it's really, really cold most of the time.
Mm-hmm, very interesting. I always thought Santa lived at the North Pole.
Me too. So I wonder why this is from Finland.
Yeah, Finland's near the North Pole, but it's not the North Pole. That's strange. Maybe it's Santa's summer home.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
it could be.
The North Pole is not a nice place in the summer. Maybe he only goes there in the winter to do his work. Well, of course, Brendan said exactly. When you say exactly, you mean that's right. That's very right. All right? So you might use it in response to someone, to answer someone when they're asking you, is this right? And they are right. There's no bad information. You say exactly. So they understand it's 100% right. All right, well, Patricia says, well, I am curious to read his message. Yeah, okay. If you're getting a message from someone, that's, of course, our word power word here. A message is basically a piece of information that someone says to you or writes down for you. It could be short, but it's probably important. So, for example, if someone calls and they want to talk to your mom or dad, but they're not there, you might ask, can you leave a message, right? Can I write down a message? Who are you? What do you want to call? Can they call you back? You know, that kind of important information. But it's short. It's not a lot. It's short information. It's a message. For example, we could say, Dad left me a message before leaving the house for work. Dad left me a message before leaving the house for work. It said,
that's right.
Clean your room, do your homework, and buy some milk.
Yeah.
Important message.
All right. So next in the article, Brendan says, he knows I want a new stereo and promises to make my wish come true. Oh, okay, so we see here a stereo is like a radio, and usually you can put your CD, or now I guess you can use a USB to play music out loud. And a long time ago, we used to put cassette tapes in there, actually.
That's true. Even before that, you had records, the big black things. But yeah, it helps you listen to music in a room, not just for you, but for lots of people.
Right?
So if you're having a party, you might want to have a stereo so people can listen and dance to the music.
So one of the amazing things about Santa Claus is he knows exactly what Brendan wants. And of course, we said children can write letters to Santa Claus and they can make a Christmas wish list. However, Santa will only give presents to good kids. So if you want a nice present from Santa, you better listen to your parents or else you might receive, we say, a lump of coal for Christmas.
A lump of coal.
If you're a naughty kid.
That's right. That was for the bad kids. Coal, of course, is that sort of black stone that people can use to burn to make fire. But it's not exactly as fun as a toy.
Yeah.
It's just a piece of coal. It's like a stone. That's for the bad kids. So that's why we should all be good. So Santa brings us what we want. Patricia says, that sounds amazing. It's amazing that Santa sent you a message. But how did he know? Right? How did he know you wanted a stereo? Notice there that Patricia uses the word sounds as a verb, okay? We often think of sound as a noun. Something you hear is a sound. When someone says it sounds, that means the feeling that it gives them, okay? The feeling that they understand from what you say. So if someone's telling you about a really cool thing that happened, you said, that sounds amazing. By telling me your story, I feel that your story is amazing. Or if someone tells you about riding their bike and a bus came really close to them and they almost got hurt, you'd say, that sounds scary, right? The feeling of that story makes me feel scared, okay?
Yeah.
So getting a postcard from Santa sounds amazing.
Yeah,
and it's spelled
it
the same way, right? S-O-U-N-D, just like we hear sounds. Our example sentence reads, Catherine didn't sound right on the phone last night. Catherine didn't sound right on the phone last night. From her voice, it sounded like she was sad or angry. Something was a little strange, but the way she sounded.
Maybe something serious happened to her.
It could have been, all right? Now, Brendan says, I don't have a clue, right? I don't have a clue means I don't know why Santa knows my gift. Wait, he says, are you playing a trick on me? So now he's starting to think maybe it wasn't Santa, maybe it was Patricia.
Yeah, but that would be a pretty mean trick, I think, to pull on someone who really believes in Santa Claus so much.
Yeah, but it would be kind of exciting for a moment.
Yeah. All right, so next in the article, Patricia says, "All right, I planned this surprise for you."
Ha! It was her.
She says, "Let me explain." Mm. So maybe it's not as bad as it sounds.
Yeah, why would she do that?
Yeah, so here we see the word explain, E-X-P-L-A-I-N. It's our word power word, and it's a verb, and it means to tell something in a way that is easy for the other person to understand. Mm. So for example, teachers have to explain things to students. They have to take something that may be difficult to understand and then tell it in an easier way for people to understand.
Oh.
All right, so just like what Mike and I are doing right now, we are explaining the conversation to you guys so it's easy for you all to understand.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's take a look at our word power sentence. It says, Daniel didn't know how to explain his idea in Chinese. Daniel didn't know how to explain his idea in Chinese.
All right.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for me to do that as well.
It's hard to explain these words sometimes. That's
yeah.
true. All right, well, I think we're not exactly going to find out today what Patricia has planned mm-hmm. for Brendan. I hope it's a good surprise.
Me too.
She's already done a little bit of a trick, right,
mm-hmm.
by writing and pretending to be Santa Claus, but we're going to have to come back tomorrow to find out more about what Patricia has planned for Brendan. But before that, we'll be back after this short break. Now, as we explained, it's kind of unusual for you to get a message or a mm-hmm. postcard from Santa. But it's quite common for kids to write to Santa. Did you ever write to Santa when you were a little girl?
Oh, definitely.
You did?
Every summer, or not every summer, but every time before Christmas, I would make my wish list, mm-hmm. and I would mail it to the North Pole.
Okay, so you'd write down, you know, all the gifts mm-hmm. that you wanted. Would you kind of write them with the important gifts at the top and the not-so-important ones at the bottom?
Definitely. My number one is on the top.
Okay.
I rank my list from number one to maybe number 10 or something.
Okay, so you put, you know, bicycle or new computer, horse, airplane. Put that up there. And then at the bottom, you'd put, you know, socks or pencil. Yeah, something like that. Interesting. And did Santa ever bring you all of your gifts?
Not all, but I think he brought some.
All right.
I guess I was a pretty good kid.
Yeah, I guess so. And of course, Santa's busy, so he can't always bring you everything you want.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to share it with the other kids, too. I think it's cool. I know that in some countries, I think in England, maybe Canada, when you write to Santa as a little kid, someone will actually write back to you. Yeah, I don't know if it's Santa or one of Santa's helpers,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of kids can get really excited because they'll actually get someone to write back to them.
Wow.
And it's Santa answering your mail. How wonderful is that? All right, well, we'll be back with more about Santa tomorrow, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll see you then. Ho, ho, ho.
Thanks for inviting me, but I prefer to watch movies at home.
Thanks for inviting me, but I prefer to watch movies at home.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A-Plus 小聚会. I'm Buffy. 很开心和大家一起学英文。俗语说，人红是非多，这句话真的是说到我的心坎里。前几天啊，在回家的路上遇到一个男生，他说他是我的忠实粉丝，想要约我吃饭看电影，但是下班很累耶，我实在没什么兴趣，也不想跟他去，所以呢，只能很有礼貌地说 Thanks for inviting me, but I prefer to watch movies at home. 感谢你的邀约，不过我比较想待在家里看电影。这里的 prefer 动词表示宁可怎么样，或者是更喜欢什么。那 prefer A to B就是喜欢 A 胜过 B 的意思，例如我可以说 I prefer coffee to tea， 我喜欢咖啡胜过茶。大家有记起来了吗？不过话说回来，我这样回答应该很有礼貌了吧？没想到他居然回答他也 prefer to watch movies at home。 At Buffy's home， 天哪，好可怕！我当然只能赶快落跑啦，真的是吓到我了。我看我还是跟我的经纪人讨论看看要不要息影一阵子好了。那在我息影之前，大家赶快复习一次今天的句子吧。A Plus 小聚会 ，See you next time。
Thanks for inviting me, but I prefer to watch movies at home.
Thanks for inviting me, but I prefer to watch movies at home.
Merry Christmas from Santa!
Patricia, look at this! You won't believe it!
It's just a Christmas card, isn't it?
Yes and no. It's actually a postcard from Santa Claus.
You mean Santa Claus sent it to you?
Exactly! What's more, it's from Finland.
Well, I am curious to read his messages.
He knows I want a new stereo and promises to make my wish come true.
That sounds amazing. But how did he know?
I don't have a clue. Wait, are you playing a trick on me?
Oh, right. I planned this surprise for you. Let me explain.
Postcard. Postcard. My sister sent me a beautiful postcard from Japan. My sister sent me a beautiful postcard from Japan. Message. Message. Dad left me a message before leaving the house for work. Dad left me a message before leaving the house for work. Sound. Sound. Catherine didn't sound right on the phone last night. Catherine didn't sound right on the phone last night. Explain. Explain. Daniel didn't know how to explain his idea in Chinese. Daniel didn't know how to explain his idea in Chinese.